Every week we bring to you a prophecy update. We try to show you how news and trends in the world corroborate the centuries-old prophecies found on the pages of your Bible. UFOs are a phenomenon we've been talking about over the past 6 months or so, and it's a phenomenon we must account for. According to research by Dr. Hugh Ross, there have been more than 10 million UFO sightings. That's a lot. Also been more than 1,000 cases of what they call physical effects from a UFO, and there are more than 2,000 cases of what people believe to be contact with alien astronauts. One in every 10 Americans has seen a UFO. Including presidents Andrew Jackson and Jimmy Carter, and astronauts James McDivitt and Gordon Cooper. There was a lot of UFO activity recently, at least in the news. On June 16th, Wayne.com, the Fort Wayne, Indiana newspaper, ran a story titled, it was a question, UFO spotted at Virginia Amusement Park. Here's some excerpts. Denna Smith is a writer, but she says even she couldn't make this story up. We were like, what is that? We were all stopped and we were astonished. She's obviously from California, said Smith. Smith and her family were at King's Dominion Amusement Park when they saw a black floating ring in the sky. Is this the end of the world? What's going on? Smith wondered. King's Dominion says the ring is from a ride called Volcano. UFO investigator Cameron Pack tended to agree, said he'd be totally convinced it was just smoke if it weren't for pictures of a similar sighting at Fort Belvoir taken sometime in the 1950s. Then on June 8th, eveningnews24.com reported, "Did you see a UFO over Norwich?" Question. Excerpts. A yellowish-white object in the sky has been spotted, prompting calls for witnesses to the mysterious sighting to come forward. William Pleece of Earlham Green Lane, this is in England, spotted the object from his bedroom window this morning at about 2:45 a.m. He said, "I was roused by my partner to look from our bedroom window on Earlham Green Lane at a yellowish-white object in the sky. She said that she had also seen it on other recent nights and that it had lights on it and that she had seen it move. While I was thinking it might be one of the stars, it started to look as if it were spinning on its own axis and that this spin was slowing down. Then it made a few short darting movements, culminating in what I thought for an instant might be a fall from the sky, but was only to an elevation of 1 or 2 degrees lower. Shortly afterward, it disappeared for about 10 minutes, possibly behind cloud. I fetched some binoculars when it reappeared, and it seemed to have a varying luminous shape, often elliptical, with brighter lights around the perimeter." TheRegister.com ran this article on June 3rd, "Royal Navy Warship Almost Fires on UFO." And you can tell the writer of this is skeptical. A Royal Navy warship may have come within seconds of opening fire on unidentified flying objects above Merseyside, possibly narrow avoiding the precipitation of an interstellar war and the extirpation of humanity by testy aliens. Reports have it that the UFOs, speculated to have been visiting spacecraft from beyond the solar system, were tracked on naval weapons radars. Now, this person obviously drew the assignment to write this story and didn't want to, but it's a verified UFO sighting. So what are we to make of all this? Well, John Keel, he's not a Christian. He claims to be an agnostic. He's a world-renowned expert on UFOs, and he sees parallels between demons and UFOs. He writes this, "Thousands of books have been written on the subject of demonology, which is the ancient and modern scholarly study of monsters and demons. The manifestations and occurrences described in this literature are exactly identical to the UFO phenomena. Victims of demonic possession suffer from the same medical and emotional symptoms as UFO contactees." And so a demonological explanation of UFO accounts are what we probably believe is going on with this. The explosion of UFO sightings could very well be a time of preparation for the last day's invasion of planet Earth prophesied in the book of the Revelation. At one point in the book, a demon army 200 million strong is released to torment the inhabitants of the Earth during the Great Tribulation. Alternately, there are those in the New Age community who speak about the removal from our planet of millions of individuals as aliens make real contact with us. sounds a great deal like what we would call the rapture of the church. The UFO phenomena is real. It's demonic. It is Satan, the prince of the power of the air, working overtime to deceive the human race and to get us ready for these amazing deceptions of the last days. Expect millions more to witness UFOs and have alien encounters. When you read about them or see them on television, remember that they are a sign that these are the last days that are described in your Bible. Get ready, stay ready, keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.